A cruise ship docked in Skagway makes waves with a surprise health inspection, and a look at how the Dipak hatchery operates in the black. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A cruise ship that failed a surprise health inspection while in Alaskan waters is making national news after it was discovered food was being stored in unsanitary conditions. The Centers for Disease Control made an unannounced visit aboard the Silver Seas Silver Shadow ship on June 17th while docked in Skagway. The agency was tipped off by crew members that food on the ship was being stored in crew cabins rather than in the ship's galley and at proper refrigeration. The agency claims the violations were part of an organized effort to hide food in crew cabins to avoid inspection. Details reveal that all types of food, including cooked foods, raw meats, milk, eggs, cheese, and fruits and vegetables, were stored in occupied crew cabins. Food equipment, dishware, and utensils were also stored in cabins and hallways. One crew member, a pastry chef, told the cable news network CNN he shared his quarters with two other people, some salami, and unrefrigerated blue cheese. Inspectors write in their report that all out-of-temperature and potentially hazardous foods were discarded. An inspector also poured chlorine over the food to ensure it wouldn't be used. The findings resulted in a failing grade of 82 for the inspection. Anything lower than a score of 84 is considered less than satisfactory. It's the first time a Silver Seas inspection has received any score lower than 92 since 2000. But the CDC doesn't actually have authority to make sure violations are fixed. The CDC's Vessel Sanitation Program requires cruise companies to submit statements about how violations were corrected, but it acknowledges on its agency website that it cannot verify deficiencies have been corrected until the next vessel inspection. Passengers aboard the cruise ship at the time of the violations didn't know anything was amiss. Jeff Danielson was traveling on the ship with two companions. He's an avid cruiser and said no one he was traveling with got sick and they didn't notice anything wrong with the food. They also didn't hear about the violations until it came out in the news.
I didn't hear anything going around the ship, you know, but the food was very good. There's nothing wrong with it.
Silver Seas is considered a luxury line. It operates with a few hundred instead of thousand passengers and touts its plush accommodations and fine cuisine. The company posted a lengthy comment on its website on Thursday in response to media reports. Chief Executive Officer Enzo Vissone writes in a statement that the inspection has given the company great cause for concern. He details steps and training the company took after the inspection and writes that the Silver Shadow ship will be inspected again by the CDC before the ship leaves Alaskan waters at the end of August. Vissone also explains the company's investigation into the violation. He writes, the inspection on June 17th took place at the end of the breakfast period when food and equipment was in the process of being returned to the galley for storage. But instead, crew members moved the trolleys of food and equipment to hallways and crew rooms to get them out of the way for inspectors to move around the galley, which Vissone writes was against company policy. We've linked to the full CDC report and statement from Silver Seas on our KHNS news website. And in a bit of a follow-up to that story, ironically, the cruise industry was in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday addressing safety concerns in front of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee. The focus was on the newly introduced Cruise Passenger Protection Act, sponsored by Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller. The West Virginia Democrat cited recent fines and engine breakdowns, as well as incidents of onboard crime. He said the cruise company's responses were not enough.
Is the industry really trying to adopt a culture of safety, or are the safety reviews and temporary investments a cynical effort to counter bad publicity?
About a million cruise ship passengers are visiting Alaska this season. Rockefeller said they and another 20 million American cruisers need more information about their rights as well as onboard safety. University of Newfoundland professor Ross Klein said liability waivers used by the lines are unreadable. Klein, who operates the Cruise Junkie website, said his research found the industry releases very little about rapes, assaults, robberies, and burglaries on board.
This analysis points to the need for better consumer protection of cruise passengers, much like the protections that are available to passengers on other modes of commercial transportation, including air carriers.
Industry representatives disputed those statements. Royal Caribbean International CEO Adam Goldstein said his corporation has joined the Carnival and Norwegian lines to offer more information.
The three largest cruise companies, making up over 85% of the cruise industry, have voluntarily agreed to expand that reporting by posting all allegations on our websites, regardless of whether an investigation was opened or closed.
He said the information will be available starting in August. The Cruise Line International Association's 26 members recently instituted a passenger's bill of rights after a series of at-sea incidents. Cruise researcher Klein said parts appear to conflict with liability waivers still used by the lines. Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich said the government should work with the industry rather than create new regulations.
If there's some issues of disconnect between the rules that are on the ticket, the detail of it, and what they're claiming to give to the public, then we should help make those aligned.
Despite concerns, industry critics and supporters agreed that crime rates are low on the big ships. You can find links to the legislation and a video of the Commerce Committee hearing on our website. They're posted with this report. For the first time since it started in 1976, Douglas Island Pink and Chum, better known as DIPAC, is operating in the black. The salmon hatchery recently finished paying back $42 million of loans and interest and is getting more salmon to the commercial fishing fleet than ever before. DIPAC rears and releases chum, coho, sockeye, and chinook, but chum salmon is the organization's main species for recovering operational costs. Lisa Fu recently visited DIPAC's McCully facility to watch the process of chum salmon egg taking.
Thousands of chum salmon are swimming up the DIPAC fish ladder this week. They began their life at this facility 4 to 5 years ago.
We release fish here, so they come back here.
Eric Prestigard is DIPAC's executive director. The fish are returning from years in the open ocean. Once they make it to the top of the ladder, they enter an assembly line.
The next box is an electroanesthesia machine. And we just literally, we put a charge in there and it stuns the fish.
The fish spill out down a short metal slide where they are sorted by gender. The females go to a room where an egg taker gaffs each fish under its lower jaw and slits the belly. Eggs pour out in a steady stream of pink.
So there's about 2,000 eggs per female, so we go through a lot of fish. Probably go through 150,000 fish to get our full needs.
The males are waiting for those eggs.
So he's adding sperm right now. The milk's going in.
A fish handler holds a male chum with two hands, bending it in such a way that sperm shoot about 2 feet into a bucket of eggs. Sperm from at least 8 males will go into each bucket.
We want to make sure that we get fertilization, and we want to make sure that we're having full genetic diversity.
Buckets full of eggs and milk are transferred upstairs to a spacious, dark incubation room.
See, stirring them up, stirring just to make sure that it's nice and mixed, and then adds water. You'll stir them again, and that way, hopefully, the water activates the sperm. So we should have massive fertilization taking place right now.
The eggs are rinsed with water and poured into an incubator.
We put about 200,000 eggs in each incubator, 5 incubators to a stack, so about 1 million eggs per stack.
DIPAC has 650 incubators that fit 125 million chum salmon eggs. Prestigard says the goal is 94% survival.
They'll hatch out in probably October, and then they'll come out in March, and we move them out to the release locations.
Earlier this month, the Seine fleet harvested an estimated 650,000 fish at Imauga Harbor, making it the second biggest seine catch of chum salmon in a single opening in Southeast Alaska. Ron Josephson is fish and game coordinator and section chief for the hatchery program. He recalls going to Imauga last year, the first time DIPAC made the chum available to the commercial fleet. One opening saw almost 100 seine boats.
DIPAC was kind of the product of one person's inspiration. That was Ladd McCauley. And many of his children were out there seeing that fishery when I was out there, and they were all just happy. You know, they realized that that was part of their dad's dream, was to see things like that happen.
Chum salmon released at Amalga Harbor were once intended solely for recovering diepack costs. Now that the hatchery has broken even, it's able to give commercial sameboats a piece of the action. Diepack had a total return of 4 million chum salmon last year. Already, Diepack's Prestigard says this year's chum return has surpassed that. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and Lisa Fu for help with this report. Join us Friday evening for a live broadcast of KHNS News from the Southeast Alaska State Fair. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klekwan. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast public radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories along with local news to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. And we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.